This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee's police chief is defending five officers from Columbus, Ohio, who shot and killed a homeless man outside the convention perimeter yesterday. Jeffrey Norman says Samuel Sharp Jr. was threatening another homeless man with a knife.
Someone's life was in danger. These officers, who are not from this area, took upon themselves to act to save someone's life.
Homeless advocates demand an investigation. Wisconsin U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is going after President Biden and Senator Tammy Baldwin on foreign policy, immigration, the high cost of living, and crime.
Biden and Baldwin have failed. President Trump and I will get the job done.
Hovde delivered a primetime speech at the convention last night. There's more at stake in Wisconsin than just the top of the ticket. With new legislative maps, Republican strategist Keith Gilks says it will take high-quality local candidates to win.
People from the community know their community, have connections to their community, and know how to go out there and win races.
Down-ballot races in Wisconsin will be won on bread-and-butter issues, especially with new, more competitive maps, so says Democratic strategist Tanya Bork.
They're hearing childcare is incredibly expensive. We need some help on that. They're hearing about, can we drink the water from our well? Is this safe? We need to know that someone is listening to us, that they're fighting for us, and they're doing the right thing for our families.
Bork spoke at a luncheon yesterday put on by WisPolitics and the Marquette Law School. Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming is urging GOP voters to use standalone absentee ballot drop boxes, which are more popular with Democrats. Schimming tells Wisconsin delegates that puts Republicans at a disadvantage on Election Day. Congressman Derek Van Orden is making news again for getting into a confrontation. The Prairie du Chien Republican accuses an anti-war protester of assaulting him in downtown Milwaukee yesterday. Members of Code Pink say Van Orden started it, but he tried to shove past an activist. Milwaukee police say they're looking into it. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Winnebago County officials used advances in DNA technology to solve a cold case that had languished for over 60 years. Wayne Pratt was murdered on June 12, 1963. He'd been stabbed 53 times. DNA evidence analyzed in 2024 positively identified William Dockstader as a suspect. But even though the case is considered closed and solved, no arrest will be made. Dockstader died almost 2 years ago. See the full story at wiss.fm. EAA is more than just air shows and experimental aircraft, shopping, and camping. It's also a recruitment forum, says Dick Nepinski, Director of Communications.
There's still a need for pilots out there, air traffic controllers. There's a big need for that. There is opportunity for technicians. If you've got an engineering built bend or like to take things apart and put them back together, there is a spot for you out there.
Nepinski says almost every university that has an aviation program will also be recruiting students during EAA Air Venture 2024 next week. Shoppers in Manitowoc County will pay a bit more at the cash register starting January 1, 2025. The Manitowoc County Board, in an 18-6 vote, approved a 0.5% sales tax for the county Tuesday night. The sales tax is expected to cover a $6 million budget shortfall. This is the first time that Manitowoc County has implemented a sales tax. A 65-year-old Omro man was taken to the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries after a shooting incident in Omro Monday night. Omro police say the victim had placed an ad on Facebook Marketplace to sell a car. The suspects responded to the ad, and an altercation led to the shooting. The suspects fled the scene but were later arrested after a high-speed chase in the city of Fond du Lac. They're charged with attempted first-degree murder, attempted robbery, motor vehicle theft, fleeing an officer, and other charges. A pizza delivery man in Oshkosh accused of killing a pedestrian in a hit-and-run accident in January has been ordered to undergo a competency exam. The exam will determine if 60-year-old Mark Radley can understand court proceedings and assist in his defense. The criminal complaint says that a 38-year-old man was killed when struck at the corner of Ohio and West 3rd. The Brown County Clerk's of Courts office warns residents that scammers are posing as law enforcement officers and are calling victims claiming a missed jury duty appointment. They then tell the victim to either turn themselves into the Brown County Sheriff's Office for arrest or send payment through a gift card. John Vanderlees, the Brown County Clerk of Courts, said in a press release that jurors will never be asked to submit payment in the form of cash, gift card, or Bitcoin for missing jury duty. Not every child has access to robust STEM learning experiences, so the Einstein Project of Green Bay works to provide hands-on learning materials for thousands of children in area schools and through the Makerspace in the Brown County STEM Innovation Center. Dennis Rockhill, Makerspace Director.
The combination of working with your hands and doing creative work is super good for your brain and super good for, you know, just emotional and intelligent development.
The Einstein Project will have its 28-foot mobile design lab at ArtFest in Green Bay on July 20th and 21st. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks now 0-3 in summer league play after losing 112-97 to the LA Clippers. Meanwhile, the Bucks have added free agent shooting guard Gary Trent Jr. from the Toronto Raptors. Patrick Beverley is leaving the NBA. He's going to play in the Israeli League next season. Baseball, the All-Star Game with another win for the American League. They won 5-3 last night in Arlington. NFL, the Packers quarterbacks and rookies reporting to camp today in Green Bay. The first practice Monday. CEO Mark Murphy asked if he's getting concerned about reaching an agreement with quarterback Jordan Love. Murphy praised his vice president of finance, Russ Ball.
You know, I tell you, we are very fortunate. Yeah, we have probably one of the best people in the league in terms of salary cap management and negotiating contracts. And Russ Ball, he's seen it. He's been around the league forever. And, you know, I'm very confident that we'll be able to get a deal done.
That's the Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The ripple effect from the Donald Trump assassination attempt last Saturday continues even in Hollywood and has snuck into the world of animation. Channel 4 in the UK has reportedly pulled the Simpsons episode titled Lisa the Iconoclast, which originally aired in 1996. The New York Post reports that the episode shows Lisa talking at a podium with a law enforcement agent on a nearby rooftop, which the network felt looked eerily similar to the Trump rally in Pennsylvania last weekend. The Post says they reached out to representatives from The Simpsons and Channel 4, but did not hear back. Director Greta Gerwig has been chosen to receive the prestigious Pioneer of the Year Award. The award is given out by the Will Rogers Motion Picture Pioneers Foundation. The Barbie director was selected as the award's 75th recipient. The Will Rogers Group says the award is given to those who are respected for their artistry, showcase leadership in the industry, are active in community service, and who have a commitment to philanthropy. I've been jamming through Apple TV lately and discovered The Last Thing He Told Me. The show stars Jennifer Garner and is about a husband who mysteriously disappears. Garner and her stepdaughter are on the case to help find him, even though they don't really get along. The show does a good job of introducing new characters and keeping people guessing, and is set in beautiful Sausalito, California. All 7 Season 1 episodes are available, and Apple has renewed the show for a Season 2, which will drop in 2025. Being canceled can be quite beneficial, especially if you've been accused of sexual assault and cannibalism. Colossal weirdo Armie Hammer appeared on Bill Maher's Club Random podcast and said if he hadn't been canceled, his life would have met demise anyway due to the way he was living, reckless and out of control. Hammer says he has never been happier, despite being broke. I'm sure he's got some of that baking soda money tucked away somewhere. After a traumatic couple days, it's time for our country to come together and try to heal. Of course, I'm talking about Ingrid Andress' performance of our national anthem before the Home Run Derby at Monday's MLB All-Star festivities. The performance was not only potentially the worst version of the song ever performed, but possibly the worst version of any song ever performed. It's bad even if she's never had lessons, and after witnessing that performance, well, there's no way she's ever had lessons. She made the Hawk Tua girl sound like a virtuoso. Andress, a Grammy-nominated singer, quickly put out a statement the next day for damage control, saying, "I'm not gonna bullshit, y'all. I was drunk last night. I'm checking myself into a facility today to get the help I need." Good for you, Ingrid. Admitting you have a problem is the first step. Hopefully, whatever facility she attends will provide excellent voice lessons. She might also want to cut back on the booze. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a really nice stretch of days coming up here for the rest of the week. Today, partly cloudy. We may catch an isolated sprinkle this afternoon. Otherwise, plenty of sun. 74 our high today. Clear tonight, down to 53. Tomorrow, sunshine, 78. Friday, sunny. with a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm.